Hello and welcome to the Bansi Patel Show. I'm your host Bansi Patel, a spiritual business and manifestation expert and an author. Are you a misfit, a weirdo, a trailblazer? In short, are you one of us crazy ones? Then you are in the right place, my love. On this podcast, you will learn how to blaze your own trail, build a spiritual business and life on your own freaking terms, and manifest massive abundance, all by keeping it super simple. Now, let's dive in, shall we?
Hey, my loves, you know what's the most ludicrous thing I've heard from the new business owners or coaches or healers who are trying to make their mark in the online industry? It's that, hey, I've been posting on social media since last 6 weeks or 6 months, but I'm not getting any traction or I'm not getting any paid client. And I'm like, seriously, like, that is nothing. You have to be at the back of your mind of your potential clients by consistently posting content. And if you are in business, you have to be here for a long haul. So many business owners quit their businesses in their very first year because they do not see any consistency. I started getting traction on my podcast after like 2 to 3 years of posting podcasts consistently, you know. So it doesn't happen quickly, you know. You have to be here for a long haul. You can become like a overnight success, but that is not going to be sustainable, you know. Like it is just going to be one more another like viral thing and people are going to forget you. If you really want to make a business, create a business where you are creating a tribe of people, a loyal following, you have to be here by thinking about the long term game, and that can only happen when you are sharing your message consistently. Why do you think are advertisers spending hefty amounts on advertising their ads again and again on TV or other medias, right? It's because they want to impress upon your subconscious mind the idea. You have to be so consistent about whatever topic or expertise or niche or area you are talking about their products or services, that whenever that topic, that problem, that's comes to your ideal client's mind, you should be the first one that should come in their mind. Like, for example, I am teaching and coaching about soul work and money mindset. So my intention with all my content is so that I can be the first person who comes to your mind whenever you think about money mindset, when you think about soul work, about your life purpose, about that fierce conviction in fulfilling your life purpose, right? And the other thing is also about intention. Don't post your message, don't share your message with an intention to get followers or to get money from them. That is not what I'm talking about. Yes, you have to earn money, it is your business, right? You have to make money in order to sustain your business. But don't come from that place. Otherwise, that message will be tainted. I am going to share this message anyways, even if I don't get paid for it, right? So, share from your heart. I never like to differentiate between my paid content and my free content because it doesn't make any sense, right? It is all me. The free content is me. The paid content is also me. Obviously, the paid content has extra layers of, you know, logistical things and everything like that. But you have to make sure that you are providing maximum value to your clients and audience on a day-to-day basis, on a consistent basis, so that they can stay. You know, just getting followers or email subscribers on your list is not enough. You have to maintain them as well. You have to nurture them as well. It is a relationship, okay? So I hope this helps.
Hey love, thank you for listening to this episode. Are you wanting to learn how to burn the rule book and stop waiting for the gatekeepers of the industry to validate your work? Then come check out our free 12-module value-packed audio course, Blaze the Trail Sister. Link is in the show notes. Sign up now!